19. Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Hey, what's going on today, huh?
I got my toes in.
Oh, hell, I don't really like taking your call.
Well, I'm just up here, my ass in the sand, just up here waiting to hit the lake. Gonna head down to the beach here. A little adios and bios con dios.
Adios and bios con dios.
What's going on today? Hell, there's one guy in around radio that I'm not banned from. He'll take a big boy call, and that's Bill King over in the mid-state. But you go coconut up and take a big boy call. Like to see you loosen up there a little bit, Hines. I appreciate those tweets, too, those pictures out there, though. That's pretty good stuff out there. What's coming up next there? You going to put, like, the... This is a horse. This is the horse sound. I mean, water's wet. What the hell else are you going to throw out there?
You're out of here.
Hey, what's going on today? Just sitting up here, just been out on the lake up here, Double C Ranch. Just popped a little call there, the big boy call up there to Bill King up there over in Nashville. He ain't afraid to take a big boy call. Got Bazzolio over here. Yeah, you know, he's washed up. And he's over there breaking down, you know, the Women's World Cup. And, you know, he's got Leroy talking about his damn weed eater. Not got no gas in it or any string.
Where my ticket?
No, you've already had enough airtime. This is a cattle call right here. Yeah, we need to bring a podcast in, the cattle call. Have a bunch of cattle in the background, you know, and... Hell, you know, we just need big boy radio brought back to Knoxville. Hell, we got a bunch of damn washed up hacks doing local radio. Hell, at least we get a little bit of a big boy call over in the mid-state. Just a little big boy radio up here at the Double C Ranch. Taking all sponsors, sponsor this bad boy. Hell, we might be able to get a little gig there with Keystone Live. Y'all hang in there.
So those are some audio clips from the Cosby Cattleman. I think he was just sitting around having a couple of adult beverages with his buddies, like Charlie said, and they just laid this down. Oh. I've had so many people tell me they've listened to those over and over and over. And like me, I've got no explanation why. I've done the same thing. Media Days starts today. Let me give you the agenda. SEC starts today, and the Big 12 starts today. SEC is LSU, Florida, and who am I leaving out? Missouri? I'm leaving LSU, Florida, and I believe... See, I've gone paperless. This is through osmosis. I'm spitting all this out. I believe that's right. I know it's LSU, Florida, Missouri as well. Big 12 starts today at AT&T Stadium. They're doing it there. The SEC's at the Galleria Mall, the Winfrey Hotel at the Galleria Mall. At AT&T today, it's Les Miles, Kansas. It's Oklahoma State, and it's Oklahoma. Among others. I don't have the entire list. Well, I do have the entire list, but those are a few that I remember. Les Miles in there today, though. That's good. That's good stuff. The ACC is Wednesday and Thursday. The Big Ten is Thursday and Friday. And the Pac-12 is doing theirs, according to Hawkeye Jason from Oregon. I don't know where. A place called Boring Oregon, he says. I haven't checked on that and its authenticity yet. West Coast Sooner says, Bill, I'm not sure you heard about the Longhorn Network ending Texas perhaps joining the SEC. Well, I told you, SEC in Texas was never a thing. Now, I guess things someday in the future could change. But I can tell you for sure, Texas looks at the SEC as academically inferior. We will not join your league and lower our standards to your substandards. Now, I know Vanderbilt. I don't know that they look at Vandy as substandard because Vanderbilt's not. And the rest of the SEC, you can get a good education at any of them. But that's the way Texas looks at it. If Texas were to join up, it would be out west or it would be the Big Ten. Because academically, that would be more, in their view, applicable to their arrogant standards. Yeah, they look at the SEC as inferior. And they're not going to, they don't want to join up. You think A&M, and A&M wouldn't have the only vote, but do you think A&M would throw a fit if the SEC said, we're going to go after Texas? Because Texas would be attractive. That's not my point. Having a monstrosity like Texas in your league is something that any league would love to have. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, A&M, hell no. A&M, if there's a word that's more offensive than the word despises, hates, there's another level. A&M would have that feeling about Texas. So I don't see, no. I don't, unless something were to change. New leadership someday down the road. It's a different era here now. We don't do it like our predecessors necessarily. This is the new way. Who knows? But I can just tell you today, Texas would never do that. Never. They don't play that crap. That would not happen. I think we're in a period of time where expansion's not a big thing. You can always sense it when it's going to happen. Back then in 2010, it was a crazy summer. We all lived it. I lived it on the air every day. It gave us so much content. You can feel it when it's going on. It's not going on right now. Expansion is dead right now. I'm talking about real expansion. I don't mean Connecticut deciding to do what they did. I mean something real. Something that grabs me and you. Something that matters. It's dead right now. There's nothing that's on the verge that we know of. 888-702-5494 for Twitter at Bill is King. Good stuff today on Twitter and your participation. Eric says, Bill, I'm curious about Florida State. Is it because they don't have the money or they just want to be cheap? I can't imagine, he says, how they wouldn't have big time boosters with lots of money. Well, I think Florida State's biggest problem is lack thereof leadership. The AD that they had, who wasn't very good, bailed on him after he hired Taggart. He's in Indianapolis working at the NCAA. The guy that they elevated is a longtime athletic department dude. I've never heard of the guy. Not that I know everybody in these athletic departments, but I couldn't tell you his name right now. The booster guy that's been there, still is there, he's a 30-year dude. Man, he's been there a long time doing that. But they just have, usually it comes down to really bad leadership. Tennessee's had that problem. From the top all the way to the AD, all the way down. Paying off all these various coaches. Tennessee's really good at bad leadership, too. Tennessee could write a book on this and sell it. Here's bad leadership. Let's give you the examples. Now, I think they feel like they're settled down now with Fulmer as the AD and so on and so forth. I think they feel like they're in pretty stabilized condition. I don't think Florida State feels stabilized at all. I think that's still really shaky. So I don't know that it's – and money is a problem, but I don't think that is what prohibits Florida State. I think they've got money, ACC affiliation, where they can be competitive. I think it's the leadership. That's first and foremost. You can throw money at something, and it's good to have. It's good to have the resources where you can take money and allocate it somewhere, whether it's coaching, whether it's facilities, whatever it might be. Having that resource is a very important item. But you can throw money at stuff. You see the government do it for centuries. Just throw money at something and it gets worse. It's leadership. Leadership's got to be there in place first. Then if you've got the resources to throw money at something and actually fix it and fix it right, that's when you have the magic formula. It's always about leadership first. Always. It's good to have resources, but leadership has got to be first in line. Then those resources become very handy because they're used by somebody who knows what they're doing. Josh checking in says, Bill, TTUN still sucks. I'm just throwing that out there. I felt pretty confident, Josh. You still, to this day, felt that way. I'm good with that. I knew it. Here's another one. Josh, here is Stephen A. Smith's top 10. Let me repeat that. Bill, here is Stephen A. Smith's top 10. I'm going to awkward pause it again. Here is Stephen A. Smith's top 10. I meant that to be dead air there. Alabama 1, okay. There's an original thought. Number 2, Michigan. Number 3, Texas. He's got Clemson 4. The Ducks 5. You know what? I was going to say I'm probably not listening to Stephen A. for his college football commentary because he doesn't know anything about it. I will say this list is refreshing. At least it's not so chalky. It's got chalk, but it's not the order of the chalk. A little refreshing here. I don't know if I buy into much of it. Alabama 1, that's not an easy one to, or that's an easy one to place, but Michigan 2, Texas 3, Clemson 4. The Ducks of Oregon, number 5. Georgia 6, Notre Dame 7. Oh, I'm liking it. I just endorse Stephen A. He's got Notre Dame 7. I like it. Ohio State 8. I'm assuming Josh does not like it. Southern Cal 9. So Helton survives. Oklahoma 10. I will say this. I'm not ever listening to Stephen A. for college football commentary or college basketball for that matter. He's very entertaining, but not those topics. No. But that is a refreshing list. I'll give him credit due to being different there. I like that. Do I think Michigan's going to end up number 2? That is doubtful. I think they're good. I don't think they're top 2 good. A little bit different. Top 2 is different than top 10. It's not, oh, you're almost there. Really, that distance can be distant. It's not as close as some might tell you. First break here. Hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickel number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game day? What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer? ESPC 30 for 30 presents The Cattleman from Cosby.
Clearing a wreck with injuries on 24 eastbound near White's Creek Pike in Midtown, wrecks on 21st Avenue and on the 1200 block of Church Street near YMCA Way. Massive congestion between Fessler's and Briley in Hermitage on and around the Eastern Split. Have you written a book? Call Page Publishing for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-603-0885. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
And now Higher Calling Tree Services is reminding drivers to slow down in residential neighborhoods and school zones. Kids will be kids, and they're never mindful of dangerous traffic hazards. Let's celebrate responsibly. Think before you drink and never drink and drive. This tip is from Higher Calling Tree Services, the tree expert backed by three decades of experience. Call today at 615-568-6928. That's 615-568-6928. Higher Calling Tree Services, where they care about the safety of kids and the community.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Scattered showers for this morning. Cloudy with a high of 84. Showers overnight, mostly cloudy with your low at 72. Showers on Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 85. Wednesday, showers mostly cloudy with your high of 89. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
They shot Elvis. They shot Elvis. They shot Elvis.
Omni Nashville Hotel. We love us that place. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. Jeff in the Borough.
What's going on, Bill?
Not much. What's happening?
How about you Dodgers last night? I know you didn't watch, but they did pull one off in extra innings last night, Bill.
They won?
Yeah, pulled one off in extra. I believe it was 12 innings, 13 innings, something like that.
I was too busy cooking and eating meatballs. I didn't get to see that.
I think you might have been too busy watching Triple D last night, Bill.
They don't have that on Sunday, I don't think. I think that's Friday and Saturday.
I know what you mean. Yeah, Friday and Saturday, I believe, yeah. I believe so. But,
yeah, Triple D is must watch.
I've always wanted to ask you this question, Bill. I know you don't like a college playoff expand. You want to see it at 4.
Yeah. No, I'd cut it back to 2 if I could, just to make everybody mad. But go ahead.
2's fine with me. I wouldn't care if you didn't have it at all. Just have the bowl games be done with it, have the bowls. And we don't need to meet a college playoff, in my opinion. The Division One doesn't need the money. The smaller divisions need it. Division One doesn't need a playoff. They've got enough money. They don't need any more. So, in my opinion. But that's just the way it goes. But when the conferences started expanding, I know 92 was the first time they really expanded, when the SEC expanded from 10 to 12. Were you for that back then? Did you like that?
I didn't really care because there was no attachment to South Carolina and Arkansas. I respected them, appreciated them, but I didn't really. And I've told you this many times, this audience, everybody had this opinion that Roy just killed the league because it's going to be tough and you're just going to be having teams beat each other up and nobody could win. And of course, Alabama won it immediately. That was not the right theory. Roy Kramer was right again. But I didn't really have an emotional feeling either way.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I mean, of course, we all know that it was done for football reasons. And of course, later on they expanded to 14. You know, years later. But I think someday Bill, probably the SEC will probably have 20 teams, and their football media days will last a week, and basketball will still be one day. So you know, the SEC cares about football only. They're not worried about the other sports. They don't care about basketball, what that does, or baseball, or these other sports. They just want
Well, here's the point. They care, but it's always a football-first decision. Everything else, nobody else has a vote. It's a football vote. And then you certainly hope all the other sports fall into line and do well and make the league better and all that, but you never expand because of the others. It's because of football.
That's true, but I didn't want to say, Bill, there are a couple schools in Nashville that don't have football, and I think they do pretty well. Lipscomb and Belmont, what do you think? They do pretty well, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Now, you're talking about just basketball, baseball. Yeah, I mean, fine.
What I'm talking about, Bill, is that they don't have football. But there's other schools out there, too, that they don't have football as a sport. I can give you an example, Bill. When Middle Tennessee was in the Sun Belt,
yeah.
Arkansas, Little Rock, which they're still in the Sun Belt now, they didn't have football. They had other sports like baseball and basketball and other sports. But they almost kicked them out of the Sun Belt because they didn't have football.
Well, the thing about football, if you don't have it, it's very expensive. It's expensive to start, but it also makes money. If you're doing it right, it makes money. I don't know if Lipscomb or Belmont could start a program. First of all, you'd have to fundraise. That's a good question, Jeff. Maybe somebody out there could. What would it cost for a Lipscomb or a Belmont? How much money would you have to raise up front? How many millions if you wanted to start a football program?
I do know this, Bill. Kennesaw State, I think they call them Kennesaw now, but Kennesaw State used to call them in Georgia. They've had a program. I think they're in their third or fourth year now that they've had a program, and they've been pretty successful. Of course, they're not division, they're not FBS or Division One, they're FCS. They're a smaller type program, but they've had a program. Like I said, I think it's their third or fourth year now, and they've had quite a bit of success. They've been in the playoffs.
I wonder what it would cost, though, to start up a program.
I don't know what they had to do to fundraise to get their program started. I know other schools have had football for a long time, then dropped it, then brought it back. But of course, it's smaller type of levels, but everything. But I did want to ask you. I know you're not at media days, but I want to ask you. How do you think the polls are going to go? I don't know when. I guess they vote at the end of the week. For the preseason and all that preseason polls and things like that.
The SEC or which one?
No, I'm talking about the preseason, like the divisions and everything. Who you think is going to? And I know it's going to be Georgia and Alabama as far as the top, but what do you think the rest of the East? I think it's going to be Florida. I think Tennessee or South Carolina will be third or fourth, just depending on what. Then Missouri, Kentucky, and Bama. You can throw them in a
probably
five through seven. You know, probably. But I did want to say one other thing, Bill. I know you're not a basketball show, but didn't know what you saw this weekend. Mitch Barnhart got not this coming season, but the next season got named chair of the men's basketball committee. Did you see that?
I did not see that. Yeah, He's good though. I like Mitch.
He got not this coming basketball season, but the next season he'll be chair of the men's Division One. The basketball committee picks the teams for the tournament. He'll be chair of the committee, so he'll be getting grilled by the CBS people on Selection Sunday. He'll be getting grilled by them, telling them why certain teams didn't get in and such. So, but enjoy your show, Bill, and go Dodgers. See you. I know what you mean.
Gator Brandon. Now, this is in reference to a list by Stephen A. Smith. He's got Southern Cal ninth, which would be a good year for a top 10 finish. I assume that's what that means, that list. Anyways, Gator Brandon says, Bill Helton could make the Rose Bowl, and he wouldn't survive with Herbs on the prowl. Now, that would be, you would think that would be pragmatic, but let me take a different angle there. This Southern Cal group never does the smart thing. They do the lazy thing. They hire from within, or they get somebody they know they could get. They don't go and make it a real search. They've done that repeatedly now. And Len Swann has shown no interest in talking to the media about it or making any kind of move on it. So I don't, even if you had Urban Meyer out there sniffing around, I don't know if Len Swann would do anything. If I knew Urban Meyer, if I'm a Southern Cal leader, I'm one of the people at Southern Cal with a big fist. I can make things happen, right? I've got muscle. If I'm told Urban Meyer will take this gig, I'm making the move. No matter, they could go 12-0, and I'm making the move. But I don't know that they think like that. To date, they haven't. To date, the laziest search organization in America is Southern Cal when it comes to football. They don't bust a grape. Hey, I'm already here. Give it to me. Okay. That was easy. We got a guy. That's basically the way they go about things. Hey, I'm already here. I'm already on payroll. Give me a little more money. I don't have to move. I'll do it. Hold a press conference. We got a guy. That's pretty much how they go about getting their next coach at Southern Cal. Good point by Gator Brandon, though. All right, bottom of the hour. We need to get that done. We'll come right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Beating women and doing blow is what we do at Ohio.
Hermitage filled with collisions, slowing down your Monday morning commute. I-40 West at the Briley exit, Spence Lane at the Murfreesboro exit, and slowdowns from Fessler's Lane to the Eastern Split. In Midtown, a wreck at the 8th Avenue Korean Vets traffic circle. I-65 South slow toward the North Loop with a crash at Fern Avenue. It's better to know them than not know them. Free at last bail bonding. Call 615-242-FREE. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt served U.S. kids and the Ad Council.
And now the fine folks at Southern Grounds would like to take this time to remind all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. This proud salute has been brought to you by Southern Grounds. For the finest quality landscape architects, landscaping, and irrigation serving Nashville and the surrounding areas, call 615-424-8871. That's 615-424-8871. Southern Grounds. They're people who care.
It's the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Arsenio Hall with us.
Man, if you ain't seen me live, you ain't seen me, dog. I love the moment. I get down there, I read the paper when I first arrive in Music City, and I just go with it. I never do the same show twice, so it's always a lot of fun.
You are a legend.
God bless you. If loving Greg and Joe is wrong, I don't want to be right.
It's the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
Triple 8-7-0-2-5-4-9-4. Call the big cattle.
Another Monday, another cattle call, Bill. You got that office moved? I'm having trouble finding you these days.
Crazy Charlie's got everything in perfect order in the new office.
Yeah,
yes.
The 800 number's still having trouble. Y'all might want to work on that a little bit. I called in on the local number today.
Oh,
what y'all do, Bill? Y'all finally move out of downtown? I'm a little late on this. Y'all finally moved down there to 100 Oaks or something?
Correct. They did that a couple weeks ago. Correct. Now, I'm in Wilco, but yes.
Okay. Little transition issue there, huh?
Tell me where these audio clips come from that I've been playing of you.
Oh, we talking about my impersonator?
Correct. Is that you? That's you,
no,
right?
No, that's not me. That's Bozolio's got a voice impersonator over here. Kind of, you know, Bozolio's washed up. He's in his basement and just kind of. Not much going on here on Knoxville Radio, Bill. That's why I call you, bro. How we got State Run. I was watching State Run yesterday. They got a little TV show over here. All the State Run people talk to each other on TV.
Right.
And they were playing the little what-if game. They went to about 10 what-if questions. They couldn't get to the most important what-if of all. The most obvious one is the nose on your face. Why didn't they fire Fatmer in 2005? How come that never comes up in the what-if questions over on State Run?
That's not good for business over there. That's why.
Let's get Cutcliffe back out of the Golden Dome and crack his chest and get his heart working and prop up Fatmer for 2 or 3 years.
So you're saying those audio clips aren't you? Your portion of that sounds just like you.
Yeah, Bozolio's got him a Bozolio bro. Like I said, they're all washed up. They don't take big boy calls over here. They're all the chicken of a real cattle call over here because they don't like the truth. You know, state run, small town radio. But Bill Bozolio, he went in there, got blown out. He's been fired by every station in town. Some guy came over here from Cookville trying to do like Kentucky sports radio, one of those type deals. And Bozolio got blown out, and he's been in his basement ever since. So I don't even fool with it.
I want you to hear this because Crazy Charlie doesn't think you know what we're referring to. We're gonna play this clip for you, okay? Take a listen.
All right. Hey, what's going on today, huh? I got
my toes in. Oh hell, I don't really like taking your call.
Well, just up here, my ass in the sand, just up here waiting to hit the lake. Gonna head down to the beach here. A little adios and bios con dios.
Adios and bios con dios.
What's going on today? Hell, there's one guy in around radio that I'm not banned from. He'll take a big boy call, and that's Bill King over in the mid-state. But you go coconut up and take a big boy call.
Adios and bios con dios.
Like to see you loosen up there a little bit, Himes. I appreciate those tweets, too, those pictures out there, though. That's pretty good stuff out there. What's coming up next, sir? Are you going to put, like, the, this is a horse. This is the horse sound. I mean, water's wet. What the hell else are you going to throw out there?
You're out of here.
You're telling me, Cosby Cattleman, that is not you.
It's not me. You think that's me, Bill? First off, the clue is, you know, I'm a George Strait fan, first off. That ought to be the tip.
That's true.
So,
Boy, that I tell you what, whoever's doing you is I had me completely fooled.
Yeah, like I said, they these dummies over here are too stupid to take a cattle call, so all they want to do is try to impersonate me. It's kind of funny, isn't it? Why you need the impersonation when you got the real thing on the Bill King show, Bill?
That's true.
Now, Bill,
let's
get on to media days here.
Yeah.
Speaking of lie bombing that crowd, here we go, all the Bama morons and the Winfrey escalator. Here we go again. Some things never change, do they?
I think hit Fulmer with a subpoena this year.
Yeah, something will happen over at Auburn. They'll suspend Bruce Pearl, or fire Bruce Pearl or something. But then I wanted to go throw you a curveball and go Missouri with you here today. And then one thing on UT's typical incompetence. Bill, now, you know this, but I was kind of doing a little reading today. Missouri's apparently on the docket. They're going to be on day one on the Dog and Pony Show.
Mm-hmm.
And as you well know, they cooperated with the NCAA on this academic fraud stuff. And as you also well know, their president was, they got, what, a one-year bowl ban?
Correct.
And they're appealing it, right?
I believe they are, yes.
I think they're appealing. They won't get it in time, likely. They won't get it. All the while, North Carolina's running a phony school for 25 years. They don't cooperate. They run around like Peabody, telling us how great their school is, and they're running a fraud school with inside a school. Can't even teach dudes how to be PE teachers like they do over at Peabody. They don't cooperate with the NCAA when the cops show up. They say, oh, we ran a few students through here. They blame the women's basketball coach, and they get nothing. Old Roy's over there chomping on that popcorn, him and Buzz. They're chomping on that popcorn like nothing ever happened. And here Missouri shows up, cooperates, tries to do the right thing, and they get a one-year bowl ban for their troubles. I would be pissed at that, wouldn't you?
Got to remember, North Carolina's got the ACC commissioner, though. That's where the politics are.
Yeah, but, you know, Bill, you were talking about, you know, football drives the train at all these schools. You know, football makes more money in Kentucky than basketball does. You ever heard about that?
Well, yeah, because it's football.
Yeah, because it's football. So here you are in Missouri. You got your cash cow. You've been through all that trouble with all that racial BS up there, social justice warriors, not crap. And here you are. The NCAA comes after you for some, you know, all these schools are committing fraud in academics. These guys aren't Einsteins. They can spell their names on these dudes you watch play on Saturday. Now they can't go to a bowl game. North Carolina, Bill, ran a fake school for 25 years and nothing happened to them. Explain that to me.
There's no explanation other than they've got the AD. Commissioner. They got the commissioner.
Wonder how many national championships they've won in college basketball and Final Four trips in the last 20 years since Dean Smith.
Since Roy's got a couple, right? Roy's got two.
Dean Smith smoking Marlboros under the stands at his basketball practice, and his tutors are writing papers. Nothing ever happened about it. Now, one last thing for you, Bill.
Yeah.
I was reading a local paper over here today, speaking over stuff over here my way. And like all these schools, UT's trying to figure out their beer policy for selling beer at games.
Right.
And they've got it through the little beer board over here, local yokel politics and all this. But UT's saying we're probably not going to have beer week one for the Georgia State game for the 65,000 people that will probably show up for it. We're probably not going to have our ducks in a row to sell you a beer for an awful football game. Now, I got to thinking, Bill, you know when you watch these games and they go to TV commercial with a timeout and they all tell you how they're curing cancer and sending their students to the moon and everything?
Yeah.
So all these schools run around, like UT telling you, we got 10 astronauts, so many Nobel Prize winners, blah, 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 and these dummies can't even figure out how to sell beer at a football game.
Well, you don't want to buy a $10 beer anyways.
Yeah, I know, but here's what I'm saying. You're going to tell me on one hand you're making engineers and the leaders of tomorrow, and you've known for about 3 months now you can sell beer at your football games and you still can't figure it out. How's that work? I can tell you how you figure it out. You call your beer distributor up, you get you 3 or 4 nozzles, and you get you a tent, and you turn it loose.
Well, go to Big Jim's, get you a keg, and put it out there.
That is the solution, Bill. Just go to Big Jim's, drink you a six-pack out at the tailgate, and go home and beat the traffic. Hey, Bill, stay with the real thing. Stay away from the wash-ups over there at State Run and Bozolio. You got the real thing right here. Have a big week.
Okay. I swear to God, to me, now, the other guy doesn't quite sound like Himes, but the guy doing the Cosmic Cattleman. Now, Jeff in Chicago says, Bill, I don't really think that sounds like the Cattleman. The laugh is especially poor. Yeah, the laugh is a little more profound than his laugh. on the tracks. I'll give you that. But I tell you now, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought that was the Cosby Cattleman. Charlie did too. I think Crazy Charlie still thinks it might well still be. And we're getting lied to here. I don't know.
You mean to tell me a radio show that doesn't want him on in any way, shape, or form is paying someone to impersonate him on the air?
That sounds just like him to me. Except for the laugh.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Crazy Charlie is a skeptic here on this. That sounds like, I mean, the voice inflection is perfect. And whoever this dude is in person, supposedly mentioning big boy calls in the mid-state, that sounds just like him. I don't know.
I also can't imagine someone promoting your show in East Tennessee.
I'm just saying. Boy. I'm still listening to those clips, though, like to the Cosby Cattleman. It's good enough for me.
Well, Jim, all I know is he deflected and got away from them as fast as possible.
He did a good job deflecting. I'll give you that.
Deflected it the first time, then when played, just laughed and went right back to what else he wanted to talk about. Hey, you guys make your own decisions. That's just my opinion. I know Jim, all I do is have 24 years experience as a radio producer and audio engineer.
Jim and Jupiter said the laugh gave it away. It's not Cosby. I still kind of think it is. That's too, the Cosby impersonation is almost perfect. Now, the laugh, now if Crazy Charlie is right, and it's him and a buddy having a few dickles, his laugh's going to be different with the alcohol inducement, right? So that might be the reason why you get a little bit more profound laugh there.
It's also a different recording source and a completely different setting.
Yeah. I'm telling you now. Anyways, we've got to take a break here. I do know that. We're coming right back, presented by the impersonation of the Cosby Cattleman, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hermitage filled with collisions slowing down your Monday morning commute. I-40 West at the Briley exit, Spence Lane at the Murfreesboro exit, and slowdowns from Fessler's Lane to the Eastern Split. In Midtown, a wreck at the 8th Avenue Korean Vets traffic circle, I-65 South slow toward the North Loop with a crash at Fern Avenue. It's better to know them than not know them. Free at last bail bonding. Call 615-242-FREE. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-204-0145 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For July, try any wrap, hot or cold, with chips and drink at the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Congratulations to Tim Corbin and the 2019 Vanderbilt Comedy.
Commodores.
Vanderbilt, for the second time in school history, wins the national championship. And I believe you have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
We're glad we can celebrate among all of you, the Vanderbilt fans, the Vanderbilt community, Nashville.
Congratulations from your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
I think everybody loves having you guys being our flagship station. It means a lot to us.
Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Scattered showers for this morning. Cloudy with a high of 84. Showers overnight, mostly cloudy with your low at 72. Showers on Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 85. Wednesday, showers mostly cloudy with your high of 89. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Startup cost info. Jeff 2 pulled it up. Wichita State did it recently. It was $75 million just to get going. That's a big number. Anyways, hey, Crazy Charlie, grab that first audio clip that supposedly, according to the man, is not the man, even though it sounds like the man. Play the very first one more time. I want to really scientifically get into this and listen. Cosby Cattleman, and it's, according to Cosby, not really him, even though Crazy Charlie feels like it really is. So we'll pull it up and give it. We're going to give it one more study, one more audio.
Hey, what's going on today, Hines?
I got my toes in. Well, hell, I don't really like taking your call.
Well, I'm just up here, my ass in the sand, just up here waiting to hit the lake. Going to head down to the beach here. A little audios and bios, con dios.
Adios and bios, con dios.
What's going on today? Hell, there's one guy in around radio that I'm not banned from. He'll take a big boy call, and that's Bill King over in the mid-state. But you go coconut up and take a big boy call. Like to see you loose up there a little bit, Himes. I appreciate those tweets, too, those pictures out there, though. That's pretty good stuff out there. What's coming up next, sir? You going to put, like, the, this is a horse. This is the horse sound. I mean, water's wet. What the hell else are you going to throw out there?
You're out of here.
That the only part that, to me, isn't exactly like Cosby, is the laugh is a little different. That could be because of the dickle, though.
Okay, so his explanation is that this is a radio personality that is paid to impersonate him. That audio quality is not radio station quality in any way, shape, or form. That is clearly off of some sort of a cell phone being held, and I just don't believe it for a second.
It sounds, I'm telling you, the entire time I have thought it was the Cosby Cattleman. Until the most recent denial. But I still think it is. Now, we've got listeners, Jeff in Chicago, Jim in Jupiter, West Coast Sooner says, Bill, I was going to say, Cosby probably doesn't even know who Zach Brown is. It's too new school for him.
Yeah, Bill, 10 years old is too new school. I mean, that's not good evidence right there. Zach Brown Band is some gigantic act. And I know Cattleman comes on all the time and talks about how he only listens to George Strait and only drinks George Dickel, but we all know that those two things aren't exclusively true. Here's the second cut.
Sitting up here, just been out on the lake up here, Double C Ranch. Just
popped a little call there, the big boy call up there to Bill King up there over in Nashville. He ain't afraid to take a big boy call. You got Bazzolio over here. Yeah, you know, he's washed up. And he's over there breaking down, you know, the Women's World Cup. And, you know, he's got Leroy talking about his damn weed eater. Not got no gas in it or any string. Where my ticket? No, you've already had enough airtime. This is a cattle call right here. Hell, we need to bring a podcast in, the cattle call. Have a bunch of cattle in the background, you know, and hell, you know, we just need big boy radio brought back to Knoxville. Hell, we got a bunch of damn washed up hacks doing local radio. Hell, at least we get a little bit of a big boy call over in the mid-state. Just a little big boy radio up here at the Double C Ranch. Taking all sponsors, sponsor this bad boy. Hell, we might be able to get a little gig here with Keystone Live. Y'all hang in there.
Everybody still feel the same way?
I mean, his mannerisms, the voice inflection, it's all the same. Except the laugh is a little different, but it's all the same. How do you account for that laugh, Charlie, is the only part. What is that laugh just because of the booze?
I am saying it's on a different recording device than what you are familiar with hearing. The laugh, to me, sounds very similar to the laugh he drops on occasion on this show. Everything else about it, the voice, the inflection, everything. If that's a person doing impersonations, then they are a high-dollar impersonation. By the way, if they are doing impersonations, again, it's terrible recording quality. The music is way too loud in the background. The recording device is not very good quality. And it's clearly somebody sitting there listening to a radio while just recording themselves. And why would Cattleman be soliciting the idea of doing a podcast and getting sponsors if he worked at a radio station and was doing a bit?
Keystone Light.
Again, you guys can all believe what you want, but, you know, I only have more experience than all of you at this. So until I see evidence that it's not, I, in my opinion, believe that it is. So you guys can do whatever you want with it. That's what it's here for. He's trying to be mysterious. He's trying to be the cattleman. He's trying to blow it off and deflect. He doesn't want to answer it for whatever reason, probably because he didn't give that to us. We found that on our own. It was sent to us. It's not part of his usual bit on a daily basis. So, you know, it is what it is. It's been played about 90 times already, so whatever the point of it was, it's accomplished its mission. But I don't believe any radio station just a few counties away, Bill, is going to be promoting you or the Mid-State Radio or anything like that. So, like I said, you guys do what you want to do. Believe what you want to believe.
Vaughn Broadneck says, I don't recall the Double C Ranch reference from Cosby. Yeah, well, he starts a lot of his calls.
He says the Double C Ranch virtually every time he calls in, if not
in
three times.
Yeah.
And he laughs like that, and it's all his verbiage, and it's his inflection, and it's his tone. Again, he's usually on a cell phone that's run through multiple radio station processors before you hear it. This is direct into a recording device with a radio playing very loudly in the background. And Bill's cat meowing.
That's right. That was me in the background right there.
Well, Bill, then you're a good impressionist. You should try doing cattleman impressions.
Boy, I could never. If I tried that horse impersonation, that impression, it would kill my throat. There's no way I could do that.
Again, it is what it is. It's fun for the radio. It's a good mystery, and everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But I've listened to them here in my headphones. I've listened to them through the board. I've listened to them through the speakers with other people. And I have other producers that and other hosts that also say that are familiar with Cattleman that that's his voice.
To me, it sounds like him. We've got various members of the audience.
Well, you guys have
on the other side.
Have fun with it. That's what it's there for. It's a bit that I'm not a part of. I'm just giving my opinion on it. I don't know what the truth is behind it. I just believe through my experience of listening to him, talking to him, and also having the different pieces of equipment and how people sound differently at different times, then it's what I believe. So have at it. Have fun.
Yeah, everybody, you've got the clip. So just
prove
play
me
it
wrong.
Repeatedly
yeah,
at home.
Prove me wrong, then.
Yeah, I need somebody
Bill,
to scientifically
feed the cat,
go out there today.
Feed that cat. What does it want?
Well, I know. The cat's pissed off because he thinks it's the Cosmic Cattleman. too. So, and he doesn't like the folks disagreeing out there. So that's why we've got a cat pissed off about it right now. At Crazy Charlie 615, at Bill is King on Twitter. Media days are what we just did. What we just did way better. Way more substance in what we just did than some dude filibustering during a press conference down in Birmingham. Way better. Lajpa.
We beat y'all heads this morning. I'll let you, Bill. You boys are so lame, man. Woo!